This holiday season, the HOF, the Historic Odessa Foundation, is going to be having a Dickens of a Christmas as they celebrate the 175th anniversary of Charles Dickens' indelible classic, A Christmas Carol, in prose being a ghost story of Christmas, which was first published all the way back in 1843. Debbie, thank you for joining me. Talk to me about this.
Oh, this is such an exciting time at Historic Odessa each and every year. We've been doing this now for about 35 years. We make a complete departure from our regular interpretation of the families that lived in our buildings, and we recreate A Christmas Story. And this is one of our very favorites. We have done it before. We did it probably about 34 years ago. I think it was the first or second story that we ever did, and it's an all-time favorite. I mean, who just doesn't love The Christmas Carol? So it's a long tradition here in Odessa of recreating these stories and promoting children's literature and promoting literacy. We work in conjunction with our local library, the Corbett Callaway Library, to offer ongoing programming throughout the month of December for children. We do storybook times. We have a tea for children that is really just a, you know, just wonderful. That's on December 9th. We have just storybook time December 5th and 11th. Just lots of fun, lots of things to do. This is a real family event, and, you know, we love having children. This year, in our 244-year-old Corbett Sharp House, we will be creating vignettes and transforming the house into the world of Ebenezer Scrooge with depictions of his counting house, his lodgings, the festive Mr. Fezziwig's ball, the house of Tiny Tim, of course, and the parlor of Scrooge's nephew Fred, along with the cemetery. So you will have Christmas present, Christmas past, and Christmas future all in attendance at this year's great holiday tour.
Well, I can't wait to attend. So take us back. How did this get started? You mentioned 35 years now. How did it first get started?
Well, it got started because every year the Women's Club in the town of Odessa has a tour of private homes. And 35 years ago, in the spirit of community partnership, we would open our buildings on that day for their tour. And our families were Quaker, and Quakers didn't celebrate Christmas. It was just more or less like any other day. And so, you know, it was historically inaccurate for us to have Christmas decorations in the houses. And the audience was upset. You know, they wanted to see Christmas. So we put our thinking caps on and thought, well, how can we do this and, you know, give a good interpretation that is a historical interpretation of Christmas traditions while not sending out an interpretive message that just never happened here in our buildings. So we decided to recreate stories, and we've done so many over the years. We've done all the Frances Hodge and Burnett books, you know, The Secret Garden. We've done Little Lord Fauntleroy. We've done Louisa May Alcott. We've, of course, have done Charles Dickens. We've done Clement Moore. So we've done tons of stories over the years. And it's a lot of fun for staff because it's outside of what we normally do. We get really creative, and everyone joins in and has a great time. Everybody has an opinion about how we can, how we can recreate these stories. And it all lends to creating this really wonderful, wonderful tour. And the whole site is involved because we're a large site. We have four buildings that are open for tour, and those include the landmark, National Historic Landmark Corbett Sharp House, which was built in 1774, our Wilson Warner House, which is slightly earlier than that on the National Register of Historic Places. It dates 1769. And this year we'll have our Storybook Trees exhibit in that house. So we invite the public to sign up to decorate a tree. They get to select the book We provide the tree and the lights, and then there is a time frame where they come in and decorate the trees with their families. And then those trees are on exhibit throughout the month of December. So in addition to seeing the storybook house where the carol will be, you also get to see the wonderful storybook trees exhibition. And then in our Colin Sharp house, which dates to 1700, and it's one of the oldest houses in the state of Delaware, we have festive foods every Saturday throughout the month, and our visitors can see 18th century open hearth cooking, where we're creating foods that would have been served at special occasions in the 18th century. And these foods are being historically prepared using the tools and techniques of the period, and people can even pick up recipes to try at home. Oftentimes, I think people have this vision of 18th century food as sort of one-pot stews and corn cakes on the hearth, but the truth is that if you were from a fairly wealthy or substantial household, the foods were really quite sophisticated. So it's a great treat to see these things being created, and it's truly a step back in time. I mean, this town is like magic, and it's especially magical at Christmas.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like it. You know, families from far and near get together for the holidays. The holidays are coming up very quickly. We're talking to Debbie Buxton. Debbie is the executive director of the Historic Odessa Foundation. So what can people expect who are visiting for the 175th anniversary of Charles Dickens?
Well, they can expect a wonderful tour, a great activity during the holidays, great place to bring family and friends and out-of-town visitors. The total tour takes about 2 hours to see everything that we have. Visitors start at our visitor center located in the historic Odessa Bank at 201 Main Street, where they're ticketed, and they begin their tour with a guide. So it is a guided tour. We have special activities for families with children, where the children actually make a Christmas activity, and it's lots of fun. We're really geared for the whole family. There's something for everyone. Throughout the month of December, on Tuesdays and Thursday evenings, we offer candlelight tours, which are wonderful. I mean, it's a treat to see these houses lit at night and to come through, and really get a feeling of what life was like before electricity. It's charming. It's just great. We have a special curator candlelight tour on December 20th, which is led by our curator that has created the exhibit in the Corbett House, Brian Miller. He does a fabulous job every year. He outdoes himself every year. We laugh and I tell him, oh, this year is definitely my favorite. It just gets better and better. And he'll offer that tour on December 20th twice. Once at 5 p.m. and once at 7 p.m. These are by reservation, so people will need to call and make a reservation to attend candlelight tours. And they can go to our website, historicodessa.org, look at our calendar of events, and get the full look at everything we're offering throughout the holiday season. It's just a great tradition. And we have people that come year after year that just, they look forward to bringing their families to see the exhibit each and every year. Our admission is $10 for adults. It's $8 for groups, seniors, and students. And members and children under 6 are free. Tickets and information can always be found at our website, or you can call us at 302-378-4119, which is our public information number. And our website is www.historicodessa.org.
Debbie Buxton, you're just a wealth of information. I'm looking forward to this. The Historic Odessa Foundation, it sounds like the place to be for the holidays this year. What else? You've given us a lot. What else are we leaving out, though?
Well, you can make an afternoon of it. You can come. We have a wonderful restaurant here called Cantwell's Tavern, which is also decorated for the holiday season. The museum also does the decorations at Cantwell's. They have a great menu. It's a great place to eat. And the proceeds from the tavern help to support the historic Odessa Foundation's preservation efforts in Odessa. So it's, you know, it's an important piece of what we do here because it helps us really to protect and preserve this wonderful, wonderful colonial town. And, you know, Odessa's special. There isn't another site in the state quite like it. It really is a pristine colonial townscape. And, you know, all the exterior buildings are decorated. I mean, just walking around town, looking at the decorations inspires you to go home and start your own decorating. We have very creative people who do fabulous wreaths and lamppost swags and window swags. I mean, it's like Williamsburg. And the homeowners, I mean, the people who own private homes, they're just as enthusiastic. So you see this throughout the town, not just the museum buildings, but the exteriors of all the private homes are also decorated. And it's really quite breathtaking.
So give us the website where people can get more information and also a phone number where people can call.
www.historicodessa.org, 302-378-4119.